Welcome, everybody, to episode zero of Mr. McHale's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery. I'm your host, Andrew McHale, and I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your day, your night, or your commute home to listen to me talk for a little bit on my new podcast. This is the first podcast of my own that I've ever done. I've always had to do podcasts for other news outlets or podcasters, but it's something I've always wanted to do. Well, not always, but the past 2 years or so, it has really dawned on me that instead of switching to formats like, you know, writing a book or I guess reaching the masses via social media, is really almost kind of being phased out, wherein the podcast realm, you know, a lot of guys like myself are turning to the microphone instead of, you know, pen and paper or, fingers on the keyboard. So this is where we're at in 2019. So anyways, those of you listening, I already assume that you are very well acquainted with me and my work, and for that, I just wanted to take this, I guess you could say, this platform and shout from the mountains, thank you, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for listening to this. Thank you guys for listening to my music for all these years. And also, thank you guys for sticking around. That's the biggest thing I want to convey to you all, aside from, you know, I guess the whole purpose of this podcast. But I definitely want to say that to all of you who are still with me and taking the ride with me. But for the people who are not familiar with who I am no one, but you could assume that I am the vocalist and guitarist of a Dionysian band, for the not initiated, I would say, symphonic black death metal band. Boo. I hate saying that shit. Called Serpents US. It's known as Serpents for short, but for legalities, we're going to call it Serpents US because there's another Serpents in Germany and there's another Serpents with some, I don't know what you would call it, but they stole the name and that's great. We've been around for quite some time, but there's only one Serpents US. So with that, check it out. Obviously, in the bio, if you really want to check it out, I'll put the link down there. It's weareserpents.com, facebook.com, weareserpents, Instagram, Serpents Metal, Bandcamp. So it's weareserpents.bandcamp. You guys get it, right? The shameless plug. This is my art. It's my livelihood. Granted, the podcast is a little thing for fun, little thing to vent a little bit, show you guys what's going on in my head, but the real meat and potatoes of this entity you may know as Andrew McHale and lies in the music, the art. Aside from that, some of you may know or might not even care, but you may have heard some of my other stuff. You know, I've played in a band called Defiler from California, Straight Line Stitch from Tennessee, and I guess you could say my breakout band was Oceano from Illinois. All great bands, with or without me. Before you guys start chiming in on, I guess you could say, reminiscing on the old days. That person that you guys may already know from those days is dead and gone. And Serpents US, Andrew McHale, is the current form you guys are listening to today. So, however, with me in lies all the stories, tips and tricks, hacks, tour stories, sexual stories, violence, hatred, comedy. It all lies within me from the past. So I retain all this information like a book. And this current, this current form of Andrew McHale is projecting these stories onto the internet via this little talk podcast. So I hope you guys appreciate what is in store. Mischief, magic, and mystery. Obviously, I'm Mr. McHale. The Manor is my little home studio. For those who haven't checked out the album credits, I usually have a kind of nifty name for each of my studios just for, I guess you could say, nostalgic purposes. But my current setup is the Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery. So a lot of you may be wondering, what the hell does that even mean? Mischief, magic, and mystery. Number one, mystery. Life's a fucking mystery, right? Every day I'm wondering, what the hell am I going to do with myself? I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I'm in my studio just talking to myself, looking at a screen. If that doesn't sum up 2019, 2020, whatever the fuck, whatever age this is right now, I don't know what will. I mean, I feel insane just doing this, but it's kind of fun because I'm like talking to myself. But life's a mystery, man. Check it out. Magic with a K. What could that be? Well, again, for the initiated, they would already know that, you know, I'm a little bit of, I guess you could say, an occult knowledge enthusiast or a enthusiast of the esoteric. And with that comes the magic with a K term frequently. And also, you know, being an artist, I feel that music could be lumped into that same category. So life, music, or the occult. Mischief. That's the good shit, right? Everybody likes to get a little mischief. So the mischief is basically kind of like open form. You know, we could talk about, you know, some of the crazy stories from the road or, you know, dating even. I don't even give a shit. But, you know, we all like to get in a little mischief. And being a professional hedonist like myself, I have quite the tales to tell. So that kind of sums up what this podcast is about. It's about life. It's about the mystery of life and the essence of life, which is either music or knowledge. At least in my world, you know, everybody's got their own thing, you know, but to me, the most important thing to my existence or the reason why I choose, now notice I said choose to, live another day is, to help spread some of the secrets or, I mean, don't jump down my throat, people, I'm no expert in the secrets of the occult or whatever, the esoteric, but I would like to spread some of the, I guess you could say, nuggets or gems from some select schools of thought with you all. And that's honestly what gives me purpose, gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. Aside from, you know, my personal life and personal goals and aspirations and fitness goals and whatnot, instilling such beautiful knowledge that I have, I guess, uncovered. And again, anybody who has access to the internet or a library or a really cool occult bookstore or whatever can access the same information I'm getting. I'm not prophesizing anything groundbreaking. So a lot of the people in that community would probably jump down my throat and say, oh, you don't know, you know, all about this or this and this and this and this aspect of this. I mean, that's honestly, guys, that's how it is in the community, which is why I basically just write songs to, you know, put that information out there, because a song is my interpretation. It's my dictation, and it's basically just out there in the air. And if you want to grab it, and if you want to get into it, if you want to dissect it to, figure this out for yourself, then that's there for you. Just like any other book, any other podcast. It's just another medium that I really enjoy creating. So that's a little bit about this podcast. Now, a little bit more about me, some personal stuff. A lot of you guys, you know, even fans of the tunes, you guys wouldn't even know a lot about me because you are only familiar with the deviant hedonist that is portrayed on the internet or on stage. I mean, on stage, for those who have seen serpents, the rarity, may I add, of seeing serpents, U.S. guys, you can't forget that. You may notice, you know, my persona on stage is a lot different than what you're listening to right now. And I really just want to be myself. I mean, let me back that up a little bit. I've always prided myself on the simple lesson in life that my mother gave to me when I was a child, is be a leader, not a follower. Now, in this day and age, it's very difficult because everybody claims to be a leader or in modern terms, let's say, an influencer. There's a lot of saturation in everything. I mean, not even in music. And I don't want this just to be a little schmooze fest with all the music lovers out there. I mean, just even look at, you know, Instagram, or everybody's an influencer. Everybody does, you know, paid advertisements if you have a couple thousand followers, at least for now. And this at the time of this podcast, Instagram hasn't gotten rid of likes, which is a whole other obstacle for us creatives out there. But be a leader, not a follower. People have podcasts. Every band dude is starting a podcast, which is fucking awesome. Get the real information, the real stories out there, because I feel like a lot of people have no idea on the trials and tribulations of basically being a traveling circus. That's pretty much music these days, which I'm fucking into it. So don't take this the wrong way, guys, especially any music friends out there. I fucking love it. Like I said before, I'm a fucking deviant. I'm a hedonist. Fucking get me on that carny. Get me on that fucking carnival ride. I'm a carny. Whatever. But you guys can still get me on a carny, though. I'm not writing that out. So if any carnies out there, or female carnies out there, please feel free to drop us a message, and I'll have my team respond to you accordingly. But be a leader, not a follower. Again, I keep losing track. If anything, I think this podcast will prove to any doctor that I can afford to go to, because, you know, I'm uninsured being a musician. Maybe this will prove to them that I have hardcore ADD or ADHD. I'm not sure. But yeah, so personal information about me. I'm, at the time of this taping, I am 31 years old. I am an Assyrian male. My pronoun is him. I don't know the other pronouns. I'm not very politically correct. I just, that's one thing. Another thing you guys will find from this podcast, that which probably could damn me, I guess, is I'm not very politically correct. And if I choose to have my girlfriend hop on for some segments in the dating field, we're not very politically correct. We're kind, compassionate, respectful people that view humans as humans, and your traits are what define you. So if you're a shitty person, I'm going to tell you, you're a shitty person. That's just who I am. I'm not worried about some sort of ridiculous emotional algorithm that I have to, you know, digest and lose sleep over because, you know, someone took something that I said the wrong way and, you know, whatever. I'm honestly in awe that, you know, I have to kind of put this disclaimer out on the first episode, because I'm just used to being misunderstood constantly. Whether if you are an artist, musician, painter, whatever, you know, you guys know, we have to have a thick skin. We're going to be misunderstood pretty much every step of the way. And it's kind of like a hazard with the job, but we will endure, my friends. We will endure. Some more information about me that you guys might not know. If you believe in that sort of thing, I am a Leo. I was born in the year of the dragon in Chicago, Illinois. And honestly, before music came into my life, I never really got to explore much of the other states, aside from, you know, a couple trips to the Wisconsin Dells here and there, but which I'm greatly appreciative for, because essentially, you know, I come from what some may call humble beginnings, with my parents both coming from overseas, and the meat of my family coming from Baghdad, Iraq. You know, there's a little bit of a culture shock being who I am and the way I am. You know, I was born in America, and all of my surroundings were basically very Middle Eastern, but could have been worse. You know, I know a lot of people that still are very torn between who they are versus who they're supposed to be. But everyone seems to have gotten the gist of things after a lot of push and pull, you know, for many formative years. But, you know, everyone's super supportive now, which is great. And I'm sure some of my family are listening to this, and I'd like to just say hello. Now that that sentimental shit is over with. Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. Some other things that you guys might not know is that, you know, I'm a, I guess you could say, a freelance producer, engineer, songwriter. You know, I've ghost written songs. I've obviously written songs for myself. I produced, you know, all of the Serpent's records, engineered, edited, whatever, with some help here and there as well. Produced some notable records as well, and some not so notable. But I also dabble in design. I don't really get time to play video games, but if I did, I would love to play all things PlayStation. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Xbox. Sorry, PC gamers. I honestly just don't have the time to play video games. Life is a game, right? But I've dabbled in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I've been a stagehand, stage manager, lighting designer, barback, server, sales manager, Guitar Center employee, ice cream scooper, state employee. I could keep going. I've done a little bit of work in the television field, nothing crazy, just some background work with a little bit of aspirations to potentially get some speaking roles or maybe even like a voiceover role. What do you guys think? How's my voice sound? That'd be great. I've always wanted to write a book. One of my biggest, I guess, role models or heroes as far as like a life career goal is, you know, basically anything Henry Rollins has done has been a huge influence on my life. I move from place to place to place, some for the sake of music, some for the sake of writing, but mainly I was kind of following the gospel of Henry Rollins and just fucking going there, man, just trying it out and seeing if you'll survive. And you know, I left home when I was 17, 18, you know, due to some hard times on the family front. Left home, moved in with a bandmate at the time, fucking got to see the world right from there. And, you know, I still want to continue touring, but I also want to branch out a little bit and dabble in other things like podcasting, right? But the main reason why I kind of wanted to just take this episode and just kind of give you guys an introduction is that the psyche behind a person like myself with the beginnings as such really comes into play with the later stories to come that I've experienced in my life. Whether they're trials, tribulations, joys and happiness, successes, losses, defeat, fears, I mean, everything. It all stems from those simple facts, I guess, that I just talked about earlier in the podcast. So I think that about wraps this episode up. Thank you guys for listening for so long. If you guys have any suggestions for this show, please reach out and let me know what I could be doing better. If something doesn't sound good, if it's not exciting enough for you guys, if you guys have any specific questions or if you guys want specific stories or whatever, man. I just want to get my mind out there and on the online, as they say, whether for nefarious purposes by the powers that be, or just for the sake of when I'm dead, anybody that's close to me or anybody that, you know, wants to understand what kind of fucked up person I am, they can literally just refer back to this podcast here. Or my, I don't know, 12 plus years on Facebook and whatnot. So there it is, guys. Please feel free to reach out. Here comes the plugs, guys. I'm so sorry. All of this needs to kind of come back full circle and fucking help in some way. WeAreSerpents.com. WeAreSerpents.bandcamp.com, pick up some merch, some CDs, please, whatever. Facebook.com/WeAreSerpents, Instagram.com/SerpentsMetal. That's the fucking nitty gritty, guys. That's where I need the help. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, feel free to reach out and, ask me questions or give me suggestions. Share the podcast. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure once I post this, I'm going to need to say this. Rate the podcast. And if you guys want to reach out to me personally, I'm on all socials pretty much at Andrucifer. That's AndrucIver. That's kind of like the metal way of saying it, right? But yeah, we're going to close out this podcast with a track from Serpents US called The Lust of the Lawless. We got a new video coming out for this song coming very shortly. We just shot it in September with Nick Frollo in Michigan. Fucking video is going to be killer. Can't wait for you guys to see it. Check out the new album, Temet Nosse. So please, if you have not heard it before, check out The Lust of the Lawless. Thanks, guys. See you next week.